Despite the wisdom that Harriet Jacobs, Frances Ellen Watkins Harper, Maria Stewart, and so many other black abolitionists provided, their opinions were often cast aside by the very anti-slavery societies in America that initially welcomed them in. It was more of the same when the British and Foreign Anti-Slavery Society, BFASS, decided to organize a convention in London in 1840 that would bring abolitionists from around the world together. Sarah Mapps Douglas, Margaretta Fortin, and Charlotte Fortin Grimke were still active members of the PFASS. They could have been invited to London as delegates for the American Anti-Slavery Society. Although there were 100 female anti-slavery societies in the United States by this time, some founding members of the AASS were staunchly opposed to bringing woman abolitionists to London. One of them, wealthy New York-based abolitionist Lewis Tappan, even went as far as to say, "To put a woman on the committee with men is contrary to the usages of civilized society." An editor of an abolitionist newspaper in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, echoed Tappan's sentiment, writing that Lucretia Mott, the Quaker anti-slavery activist and co-founder of the PFASS, shouldn't travel to London. "We should not be surprised if she should so far forget the true dignity of womanhood in her intractable zeal for what she terms principle, as to attempt to take her seat as a delegate in the World's Anti-Slavery Convention. If she does, and..."